Aloha and welcome. I am honored to have my new friend, Dr. Roy, on the line with me here. Such an amazing gift to have Dr. Roy with us today, talking about an amazing contribution that he's doing to honor the 152nd birthday anniversary celebration of Mahatma Gandhi, which is going to be done with quite an impressive lecture that's going to be happening with the very honorable Tushar Gandhi, who's actually the grandson, isn't he, of Mahatma Gandhi?
Yes, he's a great grandson of Mahatma Gandhi.
What a heritage to carry on. The world was changed by Mahatma Gandhi. And I can't even believe it's the 152nd birthday anniversary already. It didn't seem like it was that long ago, actually, that he came and changed India, of course, and then the world with his dedication to peace. And I know you are also involved in the peace movement, as I am as well. And I'm recording this and am going to share this through the Peace Project, which I started. And as I became part of the UNESCO Peace Laureate, I realized how many people are having projects for peace around the world. And I am so glad you can talk today a little bit about the influence of Mahatma Gandhi and your efforts towards spreading that world and also your efforts towards peace.
Yeah, again, namaste from India, the land of peace, the land of Bapu Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi very candidly been called throughout the country of India as father of the nation. So we call him Bapu. And yes, he has been an epitome of love and peace to win over anything. Anything, because his message of peace, his message of love is like an amazing approach. He stood very, very simplistically, in the most simple way of standing in front of the 200 years of British Empire, ruled India as a colonial, overpowering our own freedom. And that's the time when Mahatma Gandhi came in, united in one call, the whole country, in one voice. And that voice is peaceful movement. It's like your Martin Luther King. But I believe that Martin Luther King has also been inspired greatly with Mahatma Gandhi. Yes. And Mahatma Gandhi is taught the entire world the voice of peace, that you wanted to protest, protest. You have the right to protest. But you have the right to protest only when you are peaceful. And that's how, you know, finally the British rulers gave in and handed over the most fought freedom movement. So that we, whatever today, the freedom that we are enjoying in this country is a gift of peace. And that entire movement was initiated, led, continued, won, to be continued. He was killed. He was martyred. He gave his life on this particular land. And then his messages still continuing. His message will continue further And as you have been a Peace Laureate of UNESCO, you have understood that there is no second option left other than peace to make this world look beautiful, to make this world look better. Yeah, Tushar Gandhi, I must talk a little about it because we are promoting two of his great talks, one on 30th of September and the other is on the day of the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi, that is 2nd October. Both the days he is talking on two sides of Mahatma Gandhi. One is how Mahatma Gandhi has set the fabric, the secular fabric of humanity in India, that there is no clash between religion. And that's how, on the first talk, Tushar is going to elaborate that how Mahatma Gandhi had a soul brother in the form of Badshah Khan, who is from the other side, which now been not part of India. Khan Abdul Ghaffar Khan is very favoritely called Badshah Khan by Mahatma Ji as a soul brother. And he's going to talk. Tushar is the author too. In fact, Tushar's father, the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, Arun, Dr. Arun Gandhi, is our American resident now, stays in New York. And so Tushar is going to talk about his great-grandfather and how he has contributed towards making the secular fabric, the social fabric, into one unified, cohabited secular society where all religion was treated same. And the second talk will be on the another leader of independent India, who was the mastermind of writing and authoring the Constitution of India, which is Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar. Now, historians tried to create, to show a rift between Mahatma Gandhi and Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar. But Tushar is going to speak about how beautifully Mahatma Gandhi has actually given shoulder to the most down casted community of India. They are being treated with a lot of lower caste punishments. It is he, Mahatma Gandhi, who has given his shoulder to those brothers from this caste and who represents a great number to the whole population of the country. So these two talks is the 152nd birthday anniversary talks, which we are promoting, which Tushar Gandhi is going to talk, stating the ideas of Mahatma, and which is so very important this particular moment when you in America had a lot of clashes between different racial cultures. We in India has certain issues which has disturbed our communal secular fabric to a certain extent. So this year, these two talks is very, very pertinent and important to the present situation.
When we think of peace, and I do a lot, and I've had many, many conversations with people about peace, and I've been trying to coordinate the elements, the keys to peace. And I know Mahatma Gandhi held some of those keys. And we need figures such as him to inspire us. And I'm trying to imagine you as a child, and I'm sure you probably were taught in school about Mahatma Gandhi. Do they teach in school the teachings of Mahatma Gandhi? Because I would love to see more peace taught in schools, because here we don't teach peace in schools. Did you get taught about Mahatma Gandhi and peace in school?
Oh, yeah. Fortunately, yes. In Indian schools, we do read about the every movement of Mahatma Gandhi, his message, and it has been quantumed into many multiple phases. And we, from our childhood till now, we kept on creating our value system in our mindset on how Mahatma's message, preaching on peace, is important to hold this world together.
When I think of his teachings and his beautiful words that were said, that still apply so beautifully to us today. One of my favorites, actually, I used in my CD about thinking that always throughout time, no matter how difficult it always got, that they're, the good always won over evil. But, and I don't have the quote in front of you, but I'm sure you know it. And when I think of people like him who had that enlightened state of mind, I wonder how we can integrate that consciousness, that way of thinking, into what you just said is so important. When we look at the clashes between religions in the world throughout history, throughout time, religions are the ones that should be the bearers of messages of love and peace. And yet we've seen so strangely throughout our religious history, throughout time, the clashes of beliefs between various religions. And sometimes it just stuns me how people don't understand that behind all those religions is that message of peace that Mahatma Gandhi spoke so beautifully because he understood it.
Absolutely. Yes, he did. He did. And he made others doing the same by way of practicing it by himself. Mm-hmm. He walked miles and miles and miles on foot with hundreds, thousands, millions following him gradually. And he kept on just quietly walking. Just quietly walking. You must have seen the film of Richard Attenborough.
Great movie,
on,
yeah.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes.
That's so beautifully been shown, been presented. Ben Kingsley had done a wonderful job. And Sir Richard Attenborough has done a beautiful, beautiful presentation of that movie. That he just quietly, he never even raised his voice, but he raised his message very strongly with his quietness. Mm-hmm. And that's where everyone failed in front of him to counter his message of peace. And finally, they gave in. And finally, and how simply he presented himself. He is, I think, one of the most simplest of the clothed person of this world has ever seen a leader presented himself. And that's how this world need to actually finally understand his message, that be simple, love peace, make this world beautiful.
That is so, so true. I would recommend anyone always to watch that amazing movie, to maybe look at some of his beautiful quotes, because his understanding of peace and his inspiration of who he was came out so strong in his words, you know. He had an amazing life, and look at the beautiful thing is it's being carried on, and what a role to still have to carry. And I think it's wonderful that his great grandson is going to be still speaking of that. I'm sure that's probably not open to the public, but people might be able to see it after the fact. Some of those talks that are being given, is there ways that maybe they can view that after those beautiful talks on October 2nd?
Oh yeah, it will be put on YouTube Live, so that YouTube will be there. Incidentally, Mahatma Gandhi is one of my major inspiration of my paintings, and that's how the poster corner, the paintings that you are seeing, is an original painting of mine, which has been used.
It's a beautiful painting that expresses his wisdom, his sense of peace, and his love. And
give me a second.
Yes.
I will show you on the screen.
Meanwhile, I'm looking down my list of great Mahatma Gandhi quotes while you're getting this. There it is. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, that's very inspired. Very inspired. So good to see that. Now, I think you were channeling Mahatma Gandhi when you did that. I really think that it actually, his energy obviously came through. So
yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that. I'll post the poster on this as well. It's very late there, and you've been very generous and kind with your time, but I've been very inspired by your dedication to your work of sharing peace and sharing art and sharing globally the good that exists, that you can do, and we work together for art, for peace, for becoming more compassionate as one, understanding each other in that oneness. So a deep bow of gratitude to you, namaste, and a very big aloha. And people can find you on Facebook and your website. Facebook is Dr. Dickenbard. Can you spell that, Roy? Is the last name, but
yes.
Can you spell for people how you spell your first name?
Dr. Dipankar Roy.
Dipankar. Can you spell that for people so they can find you on Facebook?
Yeah, it is dr.dipankarroy.
Beautiful. Because you have a very inspiring website as well. I thank you for the work you're doing for the world. For your dedication to peace and helping. And it's a pleasure to have been able to connect with you today. And possibly we'll meet one time, but I feel like we've connected in spirit already. So a big aloha to you.
Same here, Cindy. Stay safe, stay well.
You too.
And looking forward to meeting you someday at America.
Aloha.
Aloha.